presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. The show comes to you today from the Tyne Theatre and Opera House in Newcastle, where we've been invited to bring something different to this year's comedy festival. We find ourselves guests of the city that proudly boasts the birthplace of the electric light bulb, the gas turbine and the steam locomotive. It was here that the Industrial Revolution reached its technical peak with the first successful demonstration of Stephenson's rocket, following earlier disappointments when Stevenson's milk bottle fell over. Later on, Newcastle became the main port for sail east to Scandinavia, where Captain Scott voyaged in 1904 to practice for his polar expedition. Returning some months later in anticipation of a warm and passionate welcome from his young fiancée, he was naturally dismayed to find a Norwegian had got there first. To walk through Newcastle today is to walk through history, to chance upon reminders of a lost age when the simplest pleasures could be had for a few coppers. So let's meet the team. On my left, Barry Crown and Graham Garden. On my right, Tony Hawkes and Tim Brooke Taylor. And please welcome our scorer, who's eager as ever to do her bit on the desk next to me, the delightful Samantha. Right. We'll start with a round called Euro TV and Radio Guide. With every passing year, we seem to be forging ever closer links with our European neighbours. It's perhaps no surprise that all four of our panellists are frequently being invited to perform overseas. You might well be among those who've written in. I feel sure that many of our own TV and radio programmes, with only a minor adjustment or two, could be extremely entertaining to our partners in Europe or even further afield. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some continental versions of some of our broadcasting favourites. Barry, will you start, please?
Super Maastricht Sweep. The Dale Windmill. Start quiet and build up, that's my motto.
In Germany, they've now got London's Burning, but it's been renamed the Good Old Days.
Also in Germany, they've got They Think It's Hanover.
Melvin Bragg presents the Left Bank Show with a special on Rod Hull and EQ.
Ted watches in a revival of Zwei, Drei, Eins. Mit Dusty Berliner.
Not forgetting Chancellor Kohl, my bluff.
Accompanied by Panzer's people.
And Birds of the Fuhrer.
Ostenders.
Crime Watch Ukraine.
I think it's time to go on to another round. Right?
The old horse vessel test.
It ain't half Dortmund.
Well, it really is time now to pump up the rhythmic juices with a round designed to test the team's musical skills to breaking point. Could be one of the quickest ever. Call one song to the tune of another. It mustn't be confused with a similar but unsuccessful round called One Song to the Tune of Another. When the team sang duets in the style of Chris Eubank and Roy Hattersley, and two of them nearly drowned after three verses of Sing a Song of Sixpence. Okay, the game itself is totally self-explanatory in that it involves singing one song with the tune removed to the tune of another song that's had the words taken away. That's all very simple, but sadly not all combinations are quite so easy to split apart. As I noticed, Colin Sell is back at the piano. Actually, if Colin wasn't with us for the last show, we held a phone-in poll to gauge listeners' reaction. Nothing could have prepared us for the overwhelming weight of public response. But he's ignored that and turned up. Okay, Barry, would you start by singing the words of the Bee Gees' delightful Stayin' Alive to the tune of Run, Rabbit, Run.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man and no time to talk. Music loud and women warm I've been. Kicked around since I was born and now it's all right, it's okay. And you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect. Oh man, whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive, oh.
Okay, Graham, would you please sing the words of Donald Wears Your Trousers to the tune of Amazing Grace?
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I know very big and an awful shy.
Okay, Tony, would you please sing the words of the Rod Stewart number, Do You Think I'm Sexy, to the theme from Dad's Army.
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions. He's so nervous, avoiding all the questions. His lips are dry, her heart is gently pounding. Don't you just know exactly what they're thinking? If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so. He's acting shy, looking for an answer. Come on, honey, let's spend the night together. Now hold on a minute before we go much further.
Finally, Tim, will you sing the words of Fog on the Tyne to the tune of the Mexican Hat Dance?
The fog on the Tyne is old Mahine. 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 Looking in a sleazy snack bar. Nothing sickly salty, it's wrong. And a dirty old town on the back of. The price that my sight from gold. It's great to see it's black and white. This naughty boy's going to do all right. Gonna make you dance, gonna make you sing. Let naughty boys do anything. Tell him what it is, today will take his time. To tell you what tonight might mean. Well, there you are in London town. Well, you hear those naughty sing, sing, sing.
Well, I'd like now to introduce one of our more popular rounds, although it says here on my script that it's time for a round of word for word, so you can You can imagine my disappointment. In this round, I'd like the teams to exchange a series of completely random words, each word being completely unconnected with the next. Wait a minute. How can it be unconnected with the next when they haven't even heard the next?
That's right. Unconnected with the last, possibly, is it?
Yes. Thank you, Barry. I had thought of that.
Yes.
Anyway, whatever it is, the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection. And you can start, Tony and Tim.
Mexican.
Corduroy.
Challenge from Graham.
Well, there are many Mexican hats made of corduroy.
Name three.
Miguel.
Granted, I accept that one.
Yep.
Pancho.
And Pepe. Great actor. Three hats.
Three hats.
Carry on, Tim.
Dance.
Parochial.
Challenge from Barry.
Many a parochial dance held in a church hall, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'll uphold that one. Whatever it was. Carry on, Barry.
Follicle. Oh.
Challenge from Tim.
You said it had a connection with the next word, which is going to be hair.
No, we didn't. Between us, Barry and I corrected that. Carry on, Tony.
Thank you very much. Thrust.
Canal.
Peach.
Crash.
Stupid.
Parsnip.
Barry.
Stupid Parsnip. Big band in the 60s. Reg Presley before he's with the Trogs.
Name three of their hat dances.
Miguel.
Pancho.
And Pepe.
They got around.
They used to play at a lot of parochial dances.
Right.
Carry on, Tony.
Glib.
Boat.
Fisherman. Oh, good one. No challenge, though, interestingly.
And with both teams level pegging, we move on to a general knowledge round now, which we call What's the Question? It was inspired by a recent appearance on the elimination quiz 15 to 1 by our very own Barry Cryer. Or, as he's better known, Sit Down Barry. So it occurred to me that even if the teams don't know the answers, they may well be able to provide the questions for a specially devised quiz. So teams, I shall provide the correct answers to a selection of fascinating general knowledge poses, and I'd like you please to tell me what the original questions might have been. Okay, teams, what was the question which provoked this answer? Fully extend the right arm and move it up and down a few times.
I've no idea, but it reminds me where I should be at the moment.
Before heading off for work in the morning, what exercise does a farm vet do?
I'll tell you what the real answer is. It's a question from a driving test. How would you demonstrate the slowing down arm signal? Gosh. What question do you think this might be the answer to? In and out 1,500 times.
What is an average day like in a farm vet's life?
In five words, how would you describe the sex life of Peter Stringfiller?
How would you describe Jeff Boycott's test career?
Well, the right question is, what does the cox of the winning crew say during the boat race? Oh, thank you, madam. It was their answers that were the funny bit. What question is this the answer to, please? Divine Brown.
What did you think of my budget speech?
Okay, how was it for you, Your Majesty?
the question is, who got Hugh Grant's picture on the front of the papers? Well, here's the next one. The question to which, this is the answer, please. Chocks away.
Where is Mr. Chalk?
Well, the question was, what was Biggles' catchphrase? Okay, let's go on. The question for Alfred the Great. Alfred the Great.
Who's that under Peter the Mantelpiece?
What do they call you if you can go in and out 1,500 times?
The question is, who had a white horse carved in a hillside after he defeated the Danes? The question to this answer now, please. Hairy, slimy, bloody, oily, and smelly.
Who failed the Chippendale audition?
In five words, how would you sum up adolescence?
Who were the cast in Quentin Tarantino's version of Snow White?
The actual question is, name five adjectives ending in Y that have all been used to describe Lord Archer. Finally, please, the original question to, yes, but I didn't inhale.
After watching the Hale and Pace concert, did you go backstage and insert a garden gnome into Norman Pace?
The actual answer was, what did President Clinton say when asked if he'd smoked cannabis? Actually, the full question was, did you smoke dope in rain or snow or sleet? Time now for a self-explanatory new round entitled Dummy Keyboard. The keyboard part of the title derives from the fact that Colin Sell will be playing tunes on his keyboard. And the dummy part derives from the fact that Colin Sell will be playing tunes on his keyboard. The difference is that no piano keys are involved. Barry and Graham, Colin will now tap out a well-known tune, and I'd like you to tell me what tune he's playing. Colin, off you go.
Death, Colin, if you don't stop. And Norwegian wood?
That's 20 tiny fingers.
No.
Colin, talk.
Sounded like Stevie Wonder looking for the piano.
Wasn't you? Was it one of your own? One of your own compositions, was it, Colin?
No. Listen, like I'll say no. You just nod or shake your head.
Colin. One knock for yes, two knocks for no.
Wasn't a trick question. You weren't playing the flute, were you?
No.
I'm baffled on this one.
Yeah. Yep. Very hard. Not the minute waltz, was it?
Oh. Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes. Well, that one was obviously much too easy, so we'll make it a bit harder for you this time, Tim and Tony. Colin will tap out something for you to identify on a different keyboard. Off you go, Colin. Tim and Tony, now, can you identify the novel that Colin was typing?
I heard a lot of Z's there. Could it be The Big Sleep?
No,
right.
I think he typed in the word Mellors and the word bottom. So, Lady Chatterley's Lover, I think it may have been. Or a book called Mellors Bottom, who knows?
I don't think so.
Can we just hear the last bit again?
That's enough.
A brief history of time.
No, I don't think so.
I give up.
Roger's thesaurus.
We can't give you the answer because Colin Sell accidentally pressed the delete key. Our next round has been created specially to celebrate our visit to the Northeast. It's called Cove to Newcastle, an expression dating from Tudor times when vast amounts of coal were exported from here, and thus the phrase indicates a pointless activity. For example, one might say, hairdressers to William Hague, or tailors to Ken Clark. Then again, one might say, cobblers to Michael Portillo. Just for the fun of it. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest other sayings associated with place names, either in this country or abroad, together with their meanings. Barry and Graham, you start this one.
Taking a lorry to France?
Like taking tarts to Bakewell.
Hubcaps to Liverpool?
To carry folds to Newcastle means to mishear. To carry folds to Ipswich means to mishear really very badly indeed. And to carry folds to Sunderland is to form a football team.
There's a local advert in Scotland that is a four far butter thing I do. The old Roman saying, I come to Berwick, Caesar, not to Paisley.
Taking bras to Bristol.
To do something unwise is to wear a bikini in Riyadh town centre, drinking a pint of beer, shouting, I love Salman Rushdie.
Taking EastEnders to Billy Ricky.
Torbay or not Torbay? Happy talkie talkie. Newark, so good they named it twice.
We're going to hurry on to another musical delight, which is called Just a Minute. As you might expect, it's an amusing version of the panel game Just a Minute. A game hosted in unique style by Nicholas Parsons, a chairman whose skills are all too easily underrated. The object of the game is to sing a song of my choosing for 1 minute without hesitation, deviation, or repetition for 1 minute. Not an easy task, particularly when you hear the piano accompaniment provided by Colin Sell. Actually, music historians will be interested to learn that every one of Colin's records is still in the charts. 23 degrees west of the North Foreland, where the Admiralty had them dumped. Okay, teams, the song is She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. And Tim, you can start.
Oh, she must be joking.
Coming round the mountain when she comes. This person will be zooming round the mountain.
Challenge from Graham.
Repetition of round.
Nope.
He's never done play two rounds in his life.
Go ahead, Graham.
She'll be circling the Alps when she arrives. She'll be circumnavigating the Trossach.
Challenge from Tim.
Call me picky, but she'll be seems to come up rather.
Yeah, we don't. Well, I think deviation from the law, you can't circumnavigate a Trossach. Not until you're 18, anyway.
Graham's buzzing frantically.
Yes,
before.
Tim, repetition of picky.
Yes?
Yes, quite right. Quite right, so it's you to carry on turning.
Ah, <you're> right.
Singing I, oh, yippee, yoppy, poo.
bit.
She'll be traversing the hillock, which I don't care.
Your problem.
Chance from Barry.
Have we had hillock? Have we had hillock?
No.
Oh, you... No, don't be vague.
I was nearly out of it, then.
Yes. Correct, challenge Barry. Will you sing it now? Will you carry on?
Where are we?
You go on saying where are we. I don't know.
Another silent keyboard, please. Have we had I-I-Yippie yet? No, we haven't.
Listen, I've had a message from a promoter in Hull to say that we're fast approaching the end of the show, but it's just time for a round of criminal songbooks. Incidentally, I noticed Samantha's already left for the Old Bailey to help try some suspects who've been brought to justice by the police. She says when it comes to criminals, there's nothing she finds more satisfying than hardened ones being put away by the yard. Seems I'd like at least to suggest some songs likely to prove popular with the criminal fraternity. Tony, will you start, please?
Parole Over Beethoven.
Who were you with last night?
Hello, hello, hello. Who's your shady friend?
Wouldn't it be robbery?
The autumn thieves drift past my window. By the swindle singers.
Cat burglar Stevens, morning has been broken into.
Smash grab, wallop what a picture. By Tommy Steele.
Accompanied by Colin Sell.
20 tiny fingers. By the artist formerly known as Prince. They call the van Mariah. That, of course, is from Paint Your Wagon and Change the Number Plate. Superintendent tells old lag his alibi's atrocious.
Please release me.
Manfred Manslaughter with Blinded by the Light on the top of the police car.
I dismember you.
I'm Too Sexy for My Cell by Right Said Fraud.
I'm going to cough that man right out of my...
Ladies and gentlemen, as the absent-minded zookeeper of time scrubs his loo with the startled bush baby of hope. And as the frisky king penguin of fate approaches the small nun of destiny. I notice it's the end of the show, so from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Newcastle, goodbye.
Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, and Tony Hawke have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Fell setting some of them to music. The program consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.